Welcome and thanks for listening to Grit Because, sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman, a free resource guide for women in the Southwest Missouri area. Metro Woman magazine showcases area businesses and services for women. You can find Springfield Metro Woman at over 200 locations and online at 417metrowoman.com. Pick up a copy or sign up for their email. Every month, Springfield Metro Woman connects you with area women's products and services, providing excellent results for their advertisers. My name's Trina, and my guest today is Sarah Berry. Thanks for talking to me.
Oh, I'm excited to be here.
Like most of the relationships I feel like I have these days, I know you through running. Mm-hmm. So you'd be out there with your stroller just giving it your all, and I was like, that is amazing.
Yeah, it feels like it's been a while since I've been out there with now having another kid, so it's hard to get back into it, but still.
But you find ways to stay active, definitely. And we're going to get into that. This is kind of a two-parter. First, I want to kind of focus in on what grit means to you and kind of your definition and how you try to live with grit.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a lot how I was raised. Like, I grew up on a ranch with both my parents, and my dad grew up on the same ranch. I was around my grandma, who lived through the Great Depression, and she just had this spirit about her, you know, that she just had to keep working and keep trying, and, like, you just never stopped, and there was always something to be done. So that's kind of, you know, in me, in that you just keep on going, you just keep on trying, and you don't mince words, you know, you're still trying to be positive and uplifting, but at the same time, I'm going to tell you like it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And I think that everybody has that ability in them to go the extra mile, to go just that little bit more. And I want to be the person that helps get that out of people and inspires them to know, yes, you can push it just a little bit farther. You can do it just a little bit more. And hopefully if they've got me behind them, they feel a little bit more encouraged to step outside the box. And hopefully I live in a way that shows people that you are strong.
Yeah. We were talking about that a little bit beforehand, about social media and the, you know, it can be a lot, but there can be a lot good for it too. And I kind of described you as a firecracker with kindness, because you're not super filtered. You don't sugarcoat, but you're also not mean spirited.
Right.
And do you find that just comes naturally for you? Or are you one of those that types out, deletes, and makes sure you're...
It comes pretty naturally. Like, I think anybody that knows me will tell you, you know, I'm, like you said, I'm not mean-spirited. Like, I never say anything out of, you know, like, an unkind place. Anything that I say, even if it is a little bit more direct or a little, maybe some people might say harsh, so I do try to kind of, like...
Right.
Not trying to be mean, but, like, I feel like we miss that in a lot of people. People aren't direct. People want to just tell you what you want to hear. And I am not that person. And all of my friends know, you don't come to me because you want me to just kind of, oh, yeah, it's fine. It's no big deal. I'm gonna be honest with you. And I think that we need a little bit
of
that.
Yeah, that is the kind of friend you want to have. That is important. Because, I feel the same way. If I'm coming to someone for advice, don't fill me up with fluff. That's just going to hurt me in the long run.
Exactly. It doesn't help you at all. You know, somebody that's going to be encouraging and not just have something like something negative to say, but I'm going to have advice for you too.
Right.
You know, not just, oh no, that I don't think that's a good idea. No, I don't think that's a good idea. And here's how we can change it, or how we can make it, you know, better for you, or whatever. It just, you know, you got to have that directness with, like, a suggestion of, like, here's how we can do different, here's how we can do better. You know, you got to have an alternative.
More of Sarah after a quick word from our sponsor. Grit Because is sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman. You can pick up the newest issue of Springfield Metro Woman at over 200 locations throughout Springfield, Nixa, Ozark, and neighboring communities. Find yours at salons, restaurants, and more listed at 417metrowoman.com or at any Village Inn, Cedars, Perkins, Golden Corral, or at the Avon store with Penny.
Do you feel like your parents gave that to you growing up? Is that what? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They were never, you know, discouraging of anything, but it was like, let's be realistic.
Right. Yeah.
That's, you know, you want to dream big and have goals and plans, but like at the same time, you need to also recognize mm-hmm. like what is around you or where you're at and what is possible, you know, kind of for where you are.
So that's going to be very important for you to make sure you pass on to your kids.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you and your husband see eye to eye on that kind of thing?
For the most part, I think we're both very realistic people. I don't think that I could have married somebody that didn't,
right.
didn't see eye to eye on that for sure. He and I are both very direct people, and our 3-year-old, almost 4-year-old, she's pretty direct.
Yeah. Yeah. What are some of the things that you want most for her as she's going through this new world of social media? And
I want her to be confident. You know, my mom was always very positive in how she spoke. She was never, you know, negative about herself. Mm-hmm. And it's something that as an adult now, her and I can have more frank conversations and how we kind of feel about ourselves mentally or physically, anything like that. But as a kid, I never thought that my mom viewed herself negatively. If she did, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to be that positive voice. I want her to think, you know, highly of herself mentally and physically and her own abilities. And it's so hard with, there's so many different influences. And girls especially, I think, are just, they're very susceptible to body image issues. And I don't ever want to feed that into her. I want her to just think like, you know, yeah, I can do that. Mm-hmm. I'm strong. There's no reason that I can't do this. And just, you know, go out there and try.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with wanting to look and feel your best.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't remember my mom doing that whole, you know, like self, you know, like,
talk,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
she didn't do
like
that.
Don't
she
like
didn't.
That. My mom never did
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. I think that's very valuable. That'll wrap up this episode of Grit Because. Keep listening next week when we talk more with Sarah Berry about her latest passion in fitness, yoga, on the Fit Cat Few. Subscribe to the TRVW podcast anytime at TrinaWilcox.com. Until next time, take care. Thanks so much for listening to Grit Because, sponsored by 417 Metro Woman. The free guide has provided resources for Southwest Missouri area women for over 15 years. An award-winning, locally owned business committed to connecting local women to related services, products, and events while providing excellent results for advertisers. They support and encourage the growth and recognition of businesses that offer services and goods to women in the 417 area. They do this by providing a magazine with these resources to enhance women's lives in Greater Springfield, Branson, Nixa, Ozark, and the surrounding areas. You can learn more at 417metrowoman.com. I'm Trina Wilcox, and more for you anytime at gritbecause.com.